everybody. I'm Jody Buff from the Granite Falls Bruce Springsteen Club.
And we want to tell you another story about the Great Depression that hit America in the 20s.
Back in the 30s, Life magazine ran mostly happy, feel-good stories and photographs and avoided one about the downtrodden.
But this photographer wanted to take pictures of this element of society, those people who are affected by the Great Depression and were living in unspeakable conditions.
While the paper didn't like that idea because they made a living showing happy, feel-good photos, he convinced them to give it a try.
So he traveled all over California taking pictures of America's poor.
He needed someone to write notes and eventually write up the captions to go with the pictures. So he opened a phone book and randomly chose an assistant.
This assistant traveled with him into some of the most dangerous neighborhoods in California and Oklahoma, taking notes and planning a story.
And we assume that you would think the paper would have loved this story and he would have become famous for his troubles. But they didn't, and he didn't, and it never ran.
And this famous photographer, Horace Bristol, is basically forgotten today.
However, that assistant compiled his notes and wrote a book about this adventure.
And this assistant, John Steinbeck, his notes went on to become the best-selling book, The Grapes of Wrath.
And he even won a Nobel Prize for the book.
And now you know the rest of the story.
Which, by the way, is a story we found during our researching about The Grapes of Wrath from a writer named Paul Harvey, famous for his radio stories, which had a weird twist in the plot.
And from Horace Bristol to John Steinbeck to Paul Harvey, we get to Woody Guthrie, who wrote a song based on the book by Steinbeck.
Which leads us to Bruce Springsteen, who has been influenced by all of the above and covered a Guthrie song simply called Tom Joad.